Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Tappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. How many times have you said to yourself, I need to start my own business? But you always hesitate because you don't know what business to start. Well, you really don't need to hesitate. You can start your own business. It just doesn't have to be selling a product. You can sell a service. The service is your expertise. You can start a consulting practice. With all the years you've worked and all the education received, both formal and on the job, your knowledge is your product. You can offer that knowledge to other businesses to help them solve a problem or accomplish a goal. Have you heard the phrase, you owe me for the years, not for the minutes? When you think of consultants, the first thoughts that come to your mind are busy schedules, high-profile clients, and lucrative salaries. Why do companies pay consultants so much money for advice or even seemingly small tasks that could have been done just in a few minutes? That phrase is exactly why. Consultants are offering years of experience in a specific area to businesses and entrepreneurs who need their expertise. Are you passionate about your niche expertise? Expertise that has been honed by years of education, experience, and skill development? Then a career in consulting may just be for you. What I hope to do with this show is go a little deeper into the lucrative consulting world and show you how to start a consulting business of your own. What I want to cover on this show is the following. What is consulting? The types of consulting. How to start a consulting business. And lastly, how to grow your consulting business. First, what is consulting? Consulting is the process of providing expert advice, opinion, and/or strategies for a fee. Consultants, whether individual or firm-based, specialize in a niche industry or trade. Let's hone in on an aspect of that definition. Expert. Consultants are experts in their field. They possess knowledge so valuable that someone, an individual, department, or entire organization is willing to pay for it. Consulting is about much more than giving advice, though. Consulting can include a wide range of activities, including problem diagnosis, data collection, feedback, strategy building, and implementation. Consultants and consulting firms are highly sought after because they can bring a unique and fresh perspective to a pressing business problem or challenge. Sometimes, business owners and leaders need a new set of eyes when approaching an issue. As a consultant, you can provide that unbiased perspective. Simply put, consultants work to make their clients more successful. This can require a lot of work, which is why the consulting business is so lucrative. Are you a consultant or a contractor? You may have heard the words consultant, contractor, and even freelancer used interchangeably. If you were to open your own consulting practice, where would you stand? While all of those parties work with businesses versus being employed by them, that's about where their similarities end. Contractors, including freelancers, are self-employed workers who are contracted out by companies to provide services. Consultants, as I defined earlier, primarily provide an assessment and expert advice. They can be self-employed or employed by a consulting firm. However, if, as a consultant, you were asked to provide a service or deliverable, you could be hired into a contractor-type role. For example, let's say you are hired to assess a sales team's performance. Upon initial assessment, you recommend a new sales strategy and training plan. If you were then asked to draw up and deliver this written strategy and training plan, you would be considered a contractor, in addition to being a consultant. Consultants exist in practically every field. So let's discuss the different types of consulting in which you can specialize. Management consulting, strategy consulting, operations consulting, financial strategy consulting, human resources consulting, IT consulting, business consulting, sales consulting, market consulting, environmental consulting, financial consulting, career consulting, healthcare consulting, diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting, public relations consulting, brand consulting. Consulting refers to a variety of specialists in virtually infinite industries, as you can see by what I just outlined. What I'd like to do now is go over some of the most sought-after types of consulting practices, and while I'm at it, give you any relevant niche opportunities that fall under them, plus what your career in these respective trades may look like. Well, first, management consulting. Management consulting is the most common type of consulting and includes many different niche consulting careers under its umbrella. Firms like McKinsey, Bain & Company, and Deloitte primarily work in management consulting. It's a $250 billion industry, at least where it stands as of 2021. As a management consultant, you work with business leaders to help their companies run smoothly. This typically involves assessing certain processes and providing advice on how to improve or implement new ones. Not all management consultants are the same. Some follow a generalist approach and assess each organization as a whole, and some specialize in more specific departments or fields. Then there's strategy consulting. Strategy consulting is an important subset of management consulting. The purpose of strategy consulting is to review key business strategies and provide expert advice on how to improve or develop new ones. Strategy consultants are typically experts in a certain industry or field and advise on high-level strategic business decisions, such as company vision, resources, and investments. Operations consulting. While strategy consultants primarily work with the why, operations consulting addresses the how. These consultants address operational processes including procurement, outsourcing, supply chain management, and more. Also, operation consultants often do more for businesses than give advice. Sometimes they also offer implementation and deployment services to help clients put their new processes to work. Financial strategy consulting. Financial consultants or advisors help businesses make informed, objective, and legal financial decisions to improve returns. This sector of management consulting works in corporate finance, financial restructuring, risk management, and even real estate. All financial consultants must meet certain requirements and obtain a license to offer financial advice. Then there's human resources consulting. The purpose of human resources, or HR consulting, is to help companies hire and retain remarkable employees. These specialists address HR processes, including training and development, conflict resolution, management philosophies, benefits and pensions, and employee satisfaction. HR consultants also ensure businesses are following legal and ethical personnel practices. IT consulting. Information technology or IT consultants implement and manage new technologies such as systems integration, software development and management, and enterprise architecture. As an IT consultant, you might help businesses figure out what software to invest in and how to use it to meet goals, solve challenges, and implement important changes. This consulting division is a highly specialized and lucrative industry, worth almost double the management consulting industry at $460 billion. Business consulting. Business consulting is a broad term that refers to specialists who work with businesses on anything from financial advising to training to layoffs. As you can see, this category overlaps with others on the list. As a business consultant, you typically work with small to medium-sized businesses, as opposed to management consulting, where you'd work with enterprise-level businesses, to objectively assess challenges and provide solutions. Number 8 on the list was sales consulting. Sales consultants work to improve the performance of sales teams, regardless of size or industry. As a sales consultant, you typically work in sales training and development, but you could also be brought on for other purposes, such as choosing a customer relations management system, improving the sales process, or boosting team morale. Because sales is considered one of the most important parts of a business, financially speaking, quality sales consultants are highly valued and sought after. There's marketing consulting. The purpose of marketing consulting is to evaluate a business's marketing efforts and provide guidance on how to improve to meet goals and bring in revenue. As a marketing consultant, you might specialize in a certain field of marketing, such as content marketing, public relations, or social media marketing. Or you might focus on a niche marketing process, such as defining target audiences, customer acquisition, or brand awareness. There's environmental consulting. Are you passionate about environmental laws and regulations? Then environmental consulting may be for you. As an environmental consultant, you may advise businesses on how their practices affect the environment around them. You often would work with industries like construction, waste management, real estate, and energy. But you can be hired by any type of company. Environmental consulting is particularly important as companies work to reduce their permanent impact on the environment. 11 on the list is financial consulting. Financial consulting overlaps somewhat with the financial strategy consulting I talked about earlier. The main difference, however, is that this category also includes independent financial consultants that work with individuals, families, and entrepreneurs. As a financial consultant, you may help with everything from day-to-day expenses, investments, and taxes to cash flow issues, insurance, and financial legalities. Career consulting. Individuals and businesses alike use career consulting to either equip themselves or their employees to grow in their job. As a career consultant, you may help clients with skill development, resume building, job applications, interviews, and understanding the job market as a whole. If you have a background in HR or recruiting, career consulting may be for you. Number 13 is healthcare consulting. The purpose of healthcare consulting is to maximize the impact and output of healthcare organizations. Healthcare consultants are basically management consultants that work in the healthcare industry. They analyze the personnel, profits, and processes in an organization and provide advice on how to improve and solve pressing challenges. Number 14 is diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting. It's not uncommon for companies of any size and industry to find themselves lacking the specific skill set that diversity and inclusion consultants bring. Hiring an HR consultant is simply not enough to overcome implicit and explicit bias in an organization. That's what makes DEI consultants one of the most sought-after professionals in this market. A DEI consultant will bring an objective point of view to businesses' equity problems, especially those that involve personnel and culture. If you have a background in HR, psychology, sociology, or nonprofit management, you may find that with specific training and education, DEI consulting could be your next career move. Public relations consulting. While public relations consulting might be a staple in enterprises, the function is more often coupled with marketing and communications in smaller companies. But public relations is a discipline all its own, and unfortunately, that fact is usually realized in the middle of a crisis. As a PR consultant, you might work on a retainer to help plan for crises before one occurs. Or you may be brought in during the middle of a crisis to determine a company's best course of action to work with the public and media. Brand consulting. As a brand consultant, you'll be responsible for assessing where a brand currently stands in the market. Competitor analyses, research, and design may fall under the scope of work, but if you prefer to specialize in one area, that's certainly an option. Brand consultants may work closely with marketing and sales consultants to bring products to market, adjust prices, and offer creative expertise to position a company in a certain way in the minds of a consumer. Now that you know the various fields of consulting, how do you start your consulting business? The process is not difficult, but you must definitely make sure you are prepared. Are you specialized in a certain field or niche industry? Do you believe you could offer quality advice to others? Then maybe you should consider opening your own consulting business. There are 6 steps in getting your consulting business off the ground. They are 1. Assess your skills and strengths to choose your niche. 2. Analyze your market needs and pain points. 3. Develop your brand, website, and service offerings. 4. Open your business. 5. Market your business to attract new clients. And 6. Stay organized and scale. I'll go over each one separately. Number 1, assess your skills and strengths to choose your niche. Before anything else, brainstorm and define what skills and strengths you believe would make you a good consultant. Remember, consultants are experts in a certain niche. Their knowledge is valued so highly that they're paid to share it. More importantly, good consultants aren't experts in everything. What makes you an expert? What do you love to do and talk about? If you had to stand in front of a classroom and teach on any subject, what would that be? What do your friends, family, and coworkers ask your advice on? These are just a few questions to ask yourself to start thinking about what skills and strengths would make you a consultant. Jot down your answers before moving forward. If I were answering for myself, I'd say I'm an expert in payroll management and payroll operations. I've worked in this field for most of my career. I genuinely love the challenge in processing payrolls, making sure everyone is paid properly and on time. I find all the laws surrounding payroll fascinating. Not always logical, but fascinating. 2. Analyze your market needs and pain points. Once you establish a consulting niche, you should have a better idea of what industry and market you'll be targeting. Following my personal example, I could target just about any business or enterprise. Payroll affects every business. Of course, there are specializations when it comes to payroll. Some industries are unique in that payments to employees may follow special rules. Two that come to mind immediately are the sports players and actors. Narrowing your market as a consultant allows you to understand the needs, challenges, and pain points your potential clients face. Knowing those can help clarify how you can use your skills to provide solutions. For example, let's say as a payroll consultant, my target audience are the businesses that struggle with processes to make payroll more efficient, conform to new laws, and eliminate incorrect payments. Defining these factors allows me to know precisely how I can help my clients versus simply saying, "Hey, I can help you with your payroll." Just as you specialize in a certain skill set as a consultant, you should also specify what services you provide for your clients. This information can also help you better market to clients, which I'll talk about a little bit later. 3. Develop your brand, website, and service offerings. The next step in getting started as a consultant is to create the public components of your business. This includes your website, branding, and service offerings. These resources can help clients identify you and can help your business stand out among competitors. Whether you identify your business with a name, Michael Pappas LLC as an example, or with another name such as MP Consulting LLC, you should give it an official name and website to boot. The other important part of this step is outlining how you work with clients and how much your consulting costs. You can organize your services into clear-cut packages and prices, or simply list your services and request that clients call you for more information. But you should at least give visitors an idea of what you specialize in and how you can help them. You actually did that when you completed the first two steps of this process. Step number 4, open your business. You know what your skills are, how your skills can help others, and how potential clients can discover and learn more about you. Now it's time to open your business. This step is a bit more complicated than flipping the proverbial sign from closed to open. First, consider the business's legal structure. Legitimizing your business gives it credibility. Plus, it gives you direction when it comes to taxes, staffing, and other legal details. You should use the services of a good lawyer and an accountant to help with this step. Plus, make sure that they talk with each other. You don't want to fall into the trap of your advisors giving you conflicting advice. Next, think about what tools you may need to conduct business and connect with clients. These might include tools to help you find new clients and jobs, like a LinkedIn membership, and video conferencing software like Zoom or Skype. At this stage, you should also open a business bank account, get a business credit card, and order business cards with your branding and information. Eventually, you may need to hire an assistant. 5. Market your business to attract new clients. Now that you've opened your business, it's time to grow. A consulting business isn't a business without clients. Selling your consulting services isn't like selling a car, a house, or software. Sometimes you may find yourself selling your services to people who aren't even aware that they need them. Consulting marketing can adopt a variety of marketing methods: blogging, webinars, podcasting, speaking and teaching, social media marketing, print or digital advertising, referrals, cold calling, and emailing. Regardless of how you promote your consulting business, invest in consulting marketing methods that will get you in direct contact with your potential clients. Methods like blogging, podcasting, and social media marketing don't necessarily draw a direct line to new revenue, but they are powerful for growing awareness and establishing expertise. A healthy mix of direct marketing and awareness marketing will help your consulting business succeed. When I was consulting, I taught payroll continuing education classes at colleges. These classes were aimed at people in payroll to teach them what the federal laws required. The classes also helped these people prepare for payroll certification. I also taught breakout sessions at an annual payroll conference. On top of that, I became a member of the conference sponsor's speakers bureau. Along with networking at the conference, the teaching and speaking put me in front of decision makers or influencers. In other words, the people who made the decision to hire a consultant or who had influence in deciding who should get hired. Once you get in front of potential clients, have an established elevator pitch and client proposal template ready to go. Half the consulting battle is providing advice. The other half is selling your advice in the first place. As you grow your client base, use a customer relations management system. It can help you keep track of client information as well as the context of your relationship with each client. For those just starting out, there are some free CRMs available. Just check the internet. And number 6, stay organized and scale. As you grow and master your consulting business, stay organized and consistent. High-quality results are the best way to incite referrals from previous clients, and referrals can be your best source of new sales. I can tell you that 90% of my consulting clients came from referrals. In fact, as you build successful relationships with clients, don't be afraid to ask for referrals for new leads. Once a month or so, sit down and analyze your consulting business. Look at your client list, software tools, and other business practices. Analyze what's working and what's not. Understand where you can cut extra effort and resources to ultimately save money. Lastly, subscribe to industry trends so you can keep your business relevant to the challenges and trends your clients are facing. Now that you are in business and have a few clients, how do you grow your business? As a consultant, you're always looking for the next client. Although you are open for business, there's a lot more work to be done. Don't forget, you do have competitors. One of the first things you should do to see how you can grow your business is a competitive analysis. Examining your competition can be intimidating, but with the right mindset, you can learn a lot from them about how to grow and improve your consulting business. Moreover, you can identify gaps in the market and find new ways to improve upon their strategies. If you haven't done so already, conduct a competitive analysis of any consultants or consulting firms in your niche and area. How do they market their business? What consulting services do they offer? How do they describe and bundle them? What are their prices and fees? Knowing what's working for your competitors helps you learn more about your client's customer's journey. It will help you determine how you can improve your chances of being hired over your competition. Think about starting a blog. Blogging is a uniquely effective way to market your business, establish authority in your niche, and help your business organically rank online. Many professionals hesitate to start a blog because they don't know how to manage a blog or what to write about. If you're hitting a roadblock in blog content, try checking the internet for hints on how to start a blog. I did a quick search on how to start a blog and came up with 500 million results. Another source of great blog content is your client base. Pay attention to what issues or questions your clients face. Gather feedback about what information would be helpful to write and share. In the same vein, blog content can also serve as sales enablement content. Sharing a popular blog post or two with potential clients can help them understand why to hire you and what they learn from working with you. Try sharing through leadership content. Similar to starting a blog, sharing through leadership content can help you establish your authority, and it can attract new clientele. While building a blog can be helpful, it requires commitment. If you're not committed to blogging at a regular interval, usually weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, try contributing to existing well-trafficked blogs in your industry. Or think about contributing to a newsletter of like-minded organizations reaching the same target audience as you. You can establish yourself as a credible thought leader and consultant through guest posts. Best of all, you don't have to keep up with regular social media or blog posts. Plus, respond to queries to get your voice featured as a thought leader in your consulting niche. Network and make new connections. I told you earlier that I attended the annual payroll conference and would network with as many attendees as possible. That's how I got my name and expertise out there. That led to some clients and referrals. Pretty straightforward, but that was before the explosion of the internet, social media, and all these apps. With today's technology, there are countless ways to network and make new connections. Between social media, dedicated Slack channels, and online masterminds, the only thing standing in your way of making new connections and friends online is you. Probably one of the easiest to use is Twitter. It's the easiest platform on which to engage with folks and start interesting conversations. Why not test a few platforms and programs? See which one helps you get connected, attract clients, and build a community. One more thing you can do to help your consulting business grow is seek out business mentors. Mentors help you see potential business problems and come up with solutions. Mentors are motivators because they've already been there and made the mistakes. By working with a mentor, you avoid the mistakes while still getting the growth. You can find a business mentor from your local SCORE chapter, a consulting business-specific organization, or a networking group for people in your industry. Consulting may be a fascinating, lucrative career, but it's also a mindset. Successful consulting businesses begin with an individual or team of knowledgeable experts who are passionate about helping others. Regardless of how big your firm becomes or how long your client list gets, keep your passion and expertise centered. That way, you'll always find success for yourself and your clients. Top consultants are good at planning, presenting, and marketing their services. Get started with your consulting business plan. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past SCORE Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or would like to hear a topic discussed on SCORE Business Points, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.